This is GQDN for Monday, November 18th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Really, really good stuff. Excellent stuff. They'll keep you focused while you're playing your games, doing your homework, doing all that stuff that you need to do. It's really delicious, too. If you put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. And the holidays are coming. Oh boy, you know what comes in at the end of the year for us. You'll be able to hear who shows first on Patreon. If you're a Patreon, patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a lot to get to, but very few articles. We got some Black Friday sales going on. Oh, we got an update from Saturday. A senator got a hold of what was going on in Valve. And will there be a World of Warcraft 2? But we begin today with what dropped at noon. The Game Awards and the full list is up. By the way, you can vote on them right now. You will see us vote on twitch.tv/dawnforge Saturday night. So here is the list. For best esports game, Counter-Strike 2, Dota 2, League of Legends, and Mobile Legends Bang Bang. Content Creator of the Year, Chaseo, Ilawan, Techno Gamers, Typical Gamer, Usapurkoa. Sorry if I butchered the name. Most Anticipated Game, Death Stranding 2 on the Beach, Ghost of Yoti, Grand Theft Auto 6, Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, Monster Hunter Wilds. Best Adaptation. Sorry. Arcane, Fallout, Knuckles, Like a Dragon, Yakuza, Tomb Raider, The Legend of Lara Croft. That's basically TV shows and movies. Best Multiplayer Game, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Helldivers 2, Super Mario Party Jamboree, Tekken 8, Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2. Best Sports Racing Game, F1 24, EA Sports FC 25, NBA 2K25, Top Spin 2K25. WWE 2K24. Best Sim Strategy Game, Age of Mythology Retold, Frostpunk 2, Kensou Gemi, Path of the Goddess, Manor Lords, Unicorn Overlord. Best Family Game, Astrobot, Princess Beach Showtime, Super Mario Party Jamboree, Legend of Zelda, Echo of Wisdom, Plucky Squire. Best Fighting Game, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, Granblue Fantasy vs. Rising, Marvel Capcom Fighting Collection, Arcade Classics, Multiverses, Tekken 8. Best RPG, Dragon's Dogma 2, Elden Ring Shadows of the Erdtree, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, Metaphor Refenso. Best Action Adventure Game, Astrobot, Prince of Persia The Lost Crown, Silent Hill 2, Star Wars Outlaws, The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom. Best Action Game, Black Myth Wukong, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Helldivers 2, Stellar Blades, Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2. Best VR/AR Game, Arizona Sunshine Remake, Asgard's Wrath 2, Batman Arkham Shadow, Metal Hellsingers VR, Metro Awakening. Best Mobile Game, AFK Journey, Balatro, Pokemon Training Card Game Pocket, Wuthering Waves, Zenless Zone Zero. Best Debut Indie Game, Animal Well, Balatro, Final Lords, Pacific Drive, The Plucky Squire. Best Independent Game, Animal Well, Balatro, Glory of the Laser Eyes, Neva, UFO 50. Best Community Support, Baldur's Gate 3, Final Fantasy 16, Fortnite, Helldivers 2, No Man's Sky. Except I got my Roman numerals correct. Best Ongoing Game, in fact I didn't, that was Final Fantasy 14, my bad, for Best Community Support. Best Ongoing Game, Destiny 2, Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, Helldivers 2. Games for Impact, A Closer Distance, Indica, Niva, Life is Strange Double Exposure, Xenoblade Saga Hellblade 2, Tales of Kinzira, Zell, Innovation in Accessibility, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Diablo 4, Dragon Age Vanguard, Prince of Persia, Lost Crown, Star Wars Outlaws. Best Performance, Brenda White, Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth, Hanatel, Life is Strange Double Exposure, Humbly Gonzalez, Star Wars Outlaws, Luke Roberts, Silent Hill 2, Melina Zagurnin, do apologize for all the names, Xenoblade Saga Hellblade 2. Best Audio Design, Astrobot, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth, Senua's Saga Hellblade 2, Silent Hill 2. Best score and music, Astrobot, Final Fantasy Rebirth, 7 Rebirth, Metaphor, Ravanzo, Silent Hill 2, Stellar Blade. Best art direction, Astrobot, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Eld Tree, Metaphor, Ravanzo, Neva. Best narrative, Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Metaphor, Ravanzo, Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2, Silent Hill 2. Best game direction, Astrobot, Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Eld Tree, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Metaphor, Ravanzo, and Game of the Year, Astrobot, Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Eld Tree, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Metaphor, Ravanzo. Those are your nominees. But could World of Warcraft be one of the nominees in the coming years? GameSpot.com did say that World of Warcraft 2 may be in question because Blizzard did say there are no plans currently. Now, as we know, WoW is now 20 years old, but the developer, Blizzard, did release a sequel, or they're asking, could Blizzard release a sequel instead of updating and expanding on the existing game? Well, as Acostas was doing some talking with GamesRadar, and they were talking to Ian about maybe wiping the slate and making a new game that could be World of Warcraft 2. But he said that's not happening. Here's what he said, quote, "Theoretically, at some long distant point down the line, that may be a question we grapple with seriously. But for the time being, we have a huge, vibrant, and growing player community that we're excited to serve," end quote. Now, he was talking about why World of Warcraft was so successful and how it reinvented itself again. Quote, "We're constantly tearing out some old foundational system and replacing it with something that will scale to support a new server architecture, to support new graphics pipelines, to support new aspects of multiplayer interaction that the original game couldn't have imagined," end quote. So right now, there are no plans in doing that, but things could change, such as this. GameSpot.com did say that, this is an update from Saturday, by the way, a senator is now looking at Valve on how the hate messages are spreading on Steam. Now, the senator is the Virginia Senator Mark Warner, and he is accusing Valve by allowing hate speech, and that goes with the white supremacist content. And that's where some of the comments are praising terrorists on the different pages, and they're going unchallenged by Valve. Now, Warner did share his letter with Bloomberg just to address his concerns to Valve and the co-founder Gabe Newell, because there was a recent report from the Anti-Defamation League Center for Extremism. So Warner did say that Steam did become, quote, "an unsafe place for teens and young adults to purchase and play online games," end quote. And he also did say that if Valve does fail to address the issues, then it could allow, quote, "harmful ideologies to spread and take root among the next generation." Now, the report did mention by Warner that there were 1.83 million instant extremist or hateful content on Steam itself. Some of those examples would, like what we saw on Saturday, include Nazis, tributes to individual terrorists, and support for terrorist groups like ISIS. In fact, a Turkish teenager did quote, "plan a night attack with someone he met on Steam," and that was back in August, while wearing a neo-Nazi symbol. Now, Warner did promise that there will be some more scrutiny from the federal government, because what he is alleging is Steam's complicity that would allow hate groups to engage in activity that would put people at risk. So this is going to be an ongoing story. We'll keep our eyes on it. But we got to have some good stuff, right? PlayStation Lifestyle said that Black Friday is coming, and for PlayStation, some of the deals were such as the Fortnite Cobalt Star Pack disc bundle for $430, or for actually $425, sorry, and the Fortnite Cobalt Star Pack digital bundle for $375. But that's not the only thing. Sony will be dropping some prices down to $70 to $75, and some of the DualSense controllers will be discounted by at least 15%. If we got some gamers that like PlayStation, well, there's some ideas for you. But if you want to get someone, say, the new LEGO Horizon Adventures, which is found on many different platforms, well, there's a LEGO set just for that. Now, that's not on PlayStation, of course, but there is a video where one of the kids were building Aloy's world by using LEGOs, and you can build all the different, let's say, for that. So that will be happening sometime. I don't see a price for it, but what we do know, it's a 768-piece set, and the set will be available on March 1st, 2025. And it's actually $45 up on the LEGO store, and it's all for pre-order. So if you want it, go get it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. See you tomorrow.